copy. Good afternoon, Charlie. You're loud and clear.
Yeah, I have you loud.
GB-WR.
Kilo Bravo 80 with you, Romeo. Good afternoon. Thanks for checking in.
Anybody listening on the VHF or UHF Central Michigan Emergency Network, we're doing the Sunday Night Net. It starts in about 4 minutes. Feel free to check in. If you can hear the net, feel free to check in. This is KB at SWR.
Net Control, this is November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, N8WRO. Tim, in Richmond, Macomb County.
November 8, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar. Good afternoon. You are loud and clear. Thanks for checking in this afternoon. Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet. If you are listening on Central Michigan Emergency Network, link repeaters, UHF and VHF, you may also check in on this test. Please call KDRE3. Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. One more standby for check-ins for the pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet. Again, if you're listening on Central Michigan Emergency Network link repeaters, the UHF and VHF, you may also check in on this net. Please call KDREB.
Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November.
Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar. Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for checking in. I have you good readable at my location, over.
I have you fair readable with good and right.
Roger, out. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 39.32 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7.232 kHz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to participate. The net is also available on EchoLink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Occam in Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and Skywarn. All all radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this test. This is the MRL section.
Level net.
Regular participants include your section officials, MTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is KD8RHB, and my name is Brett. I hold the position of District 5 Emergency Coordinator. From the PREAT group, I have the following stations listed. Kilo 8, Julia Bravo Delta. Kilo Bravo 8, Papa Gulf Whiskey, in and out. Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo. Kilo Whiskey 5, Alpha Sierra. November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform. Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha X-Ray Bravo. Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. And Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call. Are there any relays? Nothing heard. We'll go ahead and get started. Start off with Max, Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. Go ahead, Max.
All right. Good afternoon, Brett, and everyone on the net. KD8RHB, Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November here. Your signal is better. Just get a little bit of physical text. So, anyways, a couple things going on this week in the state. Tuesday, we have the state of Michigan has got an integrated preparedness planning workshop we'll be holding in the morning. That's an annual planning exercise they do to beef up the training plan for the coming year, training and exercise plan. The quarterly State Emergency Management Coordinators meeting is on Tuesday, and that's on Wednesday. And then folks are looking ahead to next week. The only other thing that I see for me will be is next Wednesday, next Sunday, I'll make the plug now, 4 o'clock Eastern time is the start time for the FEMA Region 5 Ox Convoy. It starts from 60 meters, Channel 4, and then moves to 40. And DSR and DMR in that order. If you're interested in joining into that, please do. I'd love to have you check in. We will be most if you are able to. Planning for the fall exercise on October 4th is going quite well. We have the exercise plan largely drafted. We will be putting that out to all of the emergency coordinators September 6th, or by then, if not sooner. That's really looking like it's coming into shape pretty well. I've got for this week with that, I'll say, I hope you all have a great week ahead. Stay safe and healthy. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. Back to Matt.
All right. Very good, Matt. Thank you for your comments. Looking forward to, getting the FTT so we can get that sent out to the others, and thanks for you guys doing all that. As far as for me, KD8RHB here, the last 4 days helped out, we did in the mobile command center, helped do dispatch activities for the Kelvin County Fair. So basically from 4 to almost midnight from Thursday through Saturday, helped out there. So good experience. Been doing that for the last several years, and just keeps getting better. So other than that, don't have much else to add. So get back to the list. Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta. Go ahead, Jim.
KD8RHB and Net, this is KJVD. My name is Jim, and I'm ECRO for Washtenaw County. We've got upcoming on the 26th of August, a meeting between myself and the AEC, sort of looking ahead at some of the stuff coming up in the future and discussing some of the things that have happened in the past. So it's going to be one of those kind of meetings where we sort of figure out what's going on. Big news in the county is that KB8AY has gotten an upgrade to one of the brand new Windows 11 bricks for the OneLink stuff we have here. So he's got 80, 40, and 20 up with no problem. Everything's doing well. The Variant M in the packet is also operating quite nicely here. And so along with the WHCMN-3 and WHCMN-9 packet, we should have pretty good windlink coverage here in the Washtenaw County. So kudos to KBAY for getting all that stuff up. Other than that, not too much going on. We've got a siren test coming up beginning of September, but you know, that's sort of one of the standard things we have ongoing there. So anyway, good to hear the folks on the net there. And with that, thanks to Brett for running the net. Back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
Yep, very good, Jim. Thank you for checking in. Thank you for your comments. Good stuff. Hopefully you have a good meeting with your AECs, and that'll be good. All right, I'll take a quick standby. If there's anyone listening that wants to check in, either on NEAF or the Central Michigan Emergency Link Repeater System, please call K88RHB. All right, hearing none. Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo. What are your comments, Don?
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, not much going on here. We did our parts on the air at Fort Custer yesterday. Conditions were good. With 247 contacts. It was a nice day. That's about all I have. Back to net control. KED8RHB, KED9IAR.
All right, very good, Don. Glad you were able to do some quota yesterday with the group, so good to hear you. All right, next station, might need a relay here, but Kilo Whiskey 5 Alpha Sierra, you're up.
This is KW5AS, for the most part, unreadable. But the only person I can hear well is JVD. So not much report other than I'm checking in, and hopefully the band conditions will be better next week. KW5AS.
All right, very good. I had you good readable here, so thanks again for checking in. Always good to hear you, and hopefully you hear more of us next week. So thanks again. All right, next, November 8th, Oscar Bravo Uniform. N8, OBU, you're up for comment, sir. Circle back to you. Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha X-ray Bravo. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hello, Brett and everybody. This is WD8AXB, Charlie in Kalamazoo County. The signals seem to be better than last Sunday. I'm hearing dips in the Upper Peninsula way stronger than Max. Max started out loud, and then he pretty much faded away from me, but hearing KW5AS just fine, loud and clear. Was hoping to get a couple more hams on the air here from District 5 on this Sunday, but it looks like that's not going to happen. Last Wednesday, Kalamazoo County had its late fees meeting at the Sheriff's Department EOC, and we had Mike Grace as our guest, and Mike talked about the goings-on with the Palisades full press rehearsal exercise. So kind of fun to listen to him talk, that's for sure. That's all we got for ham radio right now. So, Brett, back to you from WD8AXB, over.
All right, very good, Charlie. Thanks for checking in. Thank you for your comments. And, yeah, probably some good stuff with the Palisades, so, with Mike. All right.
I'll try.
N8OBU, you're up for comments.
There's a net on 3935. You guys are bleeding over.
I'm not sure where Mike's at. He might be eating dinner. Added a couple more repeaters in the upper part of lower Michigan, 145.31 in Mac City with a 131.8 PL, and 444.600 with a 151.4 PL. Also added a DMR machine in Levering. So if you're up that way and you're hearing us on the network, on the net here, please feel free to check in, and anybody going up that way, those three repeaters are linked back to our system downstate. Obviously, UHF is linked to UHF, VHF to VHF, and DMR to DMR, so get up that way if you're going on vacation or whatever on the island or St. Ignace, feel free to use them. We also added repeater in Sault Ste. Marie, so if you get up that way on vacation, take your DMR radio. You'll be able to talk downstate. All I got for you this week, Brett, back to you. KBSWR.
Very good, Jeff. Thank you very much for your, thanks for checking in, your comments, and thanks for everything you're doing and getting everybody up on, getting a more I guess, opportunity for others as far as staying connected and, thank you. All right, next station, November 8, Whiskey, Romeo Oscar.
Well, thanks, Brett. My name is Tim Tango India Mike, NAWRO. I'm one of the AECs here in Macomb County. And we just got deployed 8 people due to an invite to the Woodward Dream Cruise, and it was quite successful, and we thank Oakland County for that invite. I'm talking on a 147.2 local VHF repeater. I thank Jeff and all of Central Michigan for providing that link. Our roster is up to 30 members now, and the postcard recruitment project, we have 38 postcards out. We're still looking for a return on that. We're very much looking forward to the October 4th set. That's kind of the next big thing on our agenda. So with all that, back to net. This is NAWRO.
Very good, Tim. Thanks for checking in. Good to hear you. Again, I really think the postcard thing that you guys are doing is pretty awesome. Hopefully you get some feedback on that. Be curious. Keep us posted as that goes along over the next few weeks. But, all right. I don't have anything else for the net. Is there anyone that I might have missed or anyone else that wishes to check in? Please call KGNRA to me. All right, hearing none, I want to thank everyone for checking in this afternoon. Everyone be safe and enjoy the upcoming week and look forward to hearing you guys next Sunday. This is KG8RHB returning us back to normal imagery. Out.
WHCMN.
Thanks, Mike. KBSW here.